WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump imposing 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and doubling tariffs to 20% on Chinese imports as well.
Canada responding with a 25% tariff of its own on American goods. Economists warn those tariffs are paid for by American businesses, and those costs are then passed on to American consumers by raising prices. The Yale Budget Lab estimates that the tariffs could cost the average household up to $2,000 annually.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington. Target topping fourth quarter expectations. However, it's warning this morning those tariffs will have an impact on its business. Tonight, President Trump will deliver an address to a joint session of Congress, his first this term. That speech could include discussions of Ukraine. Overnight, the White House announced it was pausing all military aid. Pope Francis now off mechanical ventilation as he continues his fight against pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. Comments from Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel aren't sitting well with Democratic leaders in the legislature. The Journal Sentinel reported last week in November, the conservative Waukesha County judge said on WSAU radio in Wausau, he watched oral arguments before the Supreme Court over the legality of Wisconsin's 1849 law banning most abortions and sensed that several of the liberal judges were on the brink of losing it and were being driven by their emotions. All four liberal justices are women. And a mega-aligned group says some in-person early voting locations in Wisconsin are unfair. Letters from the American First Policy Institute to the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local elections officials in Madison, La Crosse, and Oshkosh claim that sites located near college campuses violate state law and amount to something called early voting poll location gerrymandering. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy with rain likely this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, more rain. Could get an inch or more with a low of 34. Tomorrow, rain mixing with and changing to snow. Couple of inches possible with wind and blowing snow possible on Wednesday as well. Our high right around 41. You can get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It is going on 7:03 on Tuesday morning. Yeah, it's a little bit cloudy out there, a little bit of rain coming, as Sean mentioned. We'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. Here is Toto, Hold the Line on Max FM.
90s, and more.
Love Jack. You say,
oh, tainted love. 99 Max FM.
The sun fell down. You kept it going.
Today is March 4th.
A few hugs can go a long way.
March 4th is Hug a GI Day.
National Hug a GI Day.
Hug a GI Day is a holiday
to honor and appreciate our men and women in the U.S. military.
Give me a hug.
You mean hug me, hug me.
Bring it in. Let's hug this out.
Let's hug it out.
Let's hug it out.
Hug a GI Day.
Give me a hug.
Let us begin.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We are going to take a look at our weather forecast because we know we have some precipitation headed this way. Today, we have a slight chance of rain this morning. Then rain is likely this afternoon with a high of 51. Tonight, rain is likely with a low of 33 degrees. Tomorrow, snow mixed with rain, becoming all snow around 11 a.m. tomorrow. Temperatures rising to near 39 degrees by 10 a.m. and then falling to 29 degrees by 5 p.m. It will be breezy, winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, gust up to 40 miles per hour. We are looking at new snow accumulations of an inch or two tomorrow. On Thursday, it'll be sunny with a high of 39. On Friday, a slight chance of snow, mostly sunny with a high of 39. Currently, Emily, it is 42 degrees outside the Max FM studios. All right, and so as we talk about that snow chance, we will monitor that. We do not expect any sort of advisories or anything along those lines this morning. or into tomorrow. We are monitoring that system as well. And if we know of any changes, we definitely will pass those along to you. As a reminder, if you have closings, cancellations, and delays, you can text those to us at 608-355-9970, or you can email info@max.fm. And we will monitor that again throughout the day today and tomorrow as well. So if you do have anything, again, pass it along to us, text us, or email us, 608-355-9970, or email info@max.fm. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I am good. Happy Tuesday only, but I feel like it should be Wednesday.
Yeah, it is definitely feeling like it should be Wednesday, but unfortunately, it's only Tuesday. So, but we got through Monday, so that's the best part of this. You know, it's
right.
It's all good, and I know that is going to warm up towards the end of the week. We just need to get through Wednesday, which is tomorrow. So,
yes, and it's not, last week we had a crazy Monday. I remember last week our Mondays were really crazy.
Yes.
This week Monday wasn't so crazy, but for some, I don't know, it's just a weird thing, you know. What is that about the passing of time that sometimes, you know, you get into the same agreement with someone saying like, boy, this week went fast. Like, how is that? It doesn't actually go any faster. It can't.
No. It just seems like we're busier.
Yeah, but like it seems like you can be like in the same feeling with someone else, and that's oddly happens a lot where like this week went really fast, or people are like, it seems like this week went really slow, right? Like, I don't know.
It does.
It's a weird mental thing, right? It doesn't have anything to do with real time, though. I know that.
No, it doesn't, unfortunately.
That's not possible.
But yeah, no, it did go by fast yesterday, and you know, I think it was just the amount of things that were going on. And unfortunately, yeah. Speaking of things going on, we did learn some sad news this morning that Dolly Parton did have a husband, and he was an ultra private husband. He died at the age of 82. Carl Thomas Dean married the country legend in 1966, but he stayed out of the spotlight. He never attended public events with his wife, and the singer only shared a few photos of him over the years. So he was very much a private person, and they kept that marriage somewhat private from the public eye. And he passed away March 3rd in Nashville at the age of 82. He will be laid to rest in a private ceremony with immediate family attending. He is survived by his sibling, Sandra, and Donnie, the Post read. And Carl and I spent many wonderful years together. Words can't do justice for the love we shared over 60 years. Thank you for your prayers and sympathy, Parton's Post continued. The family asked for privacy during this difficult time. So that was a little bit of breaking news that came out this morning.
Yeah, that is sad. And what is kind of so special about, I think, their marriage was how long it lasted, for sure, one. But two, they were able to kind of maintain this, you know, as much as they could, like a normal kind of relationship without always having being in the public eye, like you were saying. And I think that seems really difficult and quite impossible for someone as famous as Dolly. I mean, she's iconic.
Right.
She's not just famous, right? Like, she's bigger than most. So,
yes.
Well, I feel for her. I don't know. I grew up with her. I just feel like she's the kind of celebrity that you could, like, just say hello to, and she'd be like, hey, you know, like, she wouldn't feel like that, like, you know, otherworldly kind of celebrity separation that I think some of us feel about some people. But so I feel for her. I am sad for her and her family. So, yeah, that's quite a beautiful love story, though, I do have to say. That's a long time to be together.
Yeah, it is. I mean, 60 years of marriage, that is definitely a milestone. And to be with somebody that's in the public eye that much as well. You think about Dolly Parton, I mean, her career is just amazing. And how much she also gives back to her community that she lives in as well. And just not that area, but all over she gives back. And that's something I can really appreciate about Dolly. I mean, she just has a giving heart. Her music is amazing. I mean, we think about her movies. I still always go back to 9 to 5. That's one of her iconic movies. Oh my goodness, what a movie.
I know. And the messaging, it's great. It's still there. Like, it makes sense, you know. It's such a good movie. I appreciate her. And she is a great singer. She's a great actress. She's, like you said, a great human being. So, Yeah, that just kind of brings her in the forefront of my mind. I might have to maybe check out 9 to 5, the movie, this evening.
Yeah, I mean, and you look at that movie, it was very fitting during that time era as well. I mean, and it just, and Dolly Parton, oh my goodness, I love her. And just all of the newer movies that she's had out as well. I mean, you think about those and those that have aired during the holidays and just everything that she does. And so, amazing woman. Now, the question I do have, obviously, this morning as an individual is, a marriage is 60 years. What would her advice be to have a marriage to last 60 years and to be in that public spotlight and also have the marriage last that long as well? That's unheard of in the celebrity world, quite honestly, Emily.
Absolutely true. Yeah. If, and maybe that's the trick, right? Maybe that is the trick of them being able to maintain is that, you know, they had separate experiences kind of in their lives and they were able to kind of move on this trajectory together and separately in a way that was healthy, right? So maybe that was the trick to their longevity of their relationship. Because yeah, I mean, she's not only in just the public spotlight, she was, you know, on talk shows. She was, like you said, always running fundraisers and, I mean, awards shows and concerts and always holiday stuff. I mean, more so than the regular celebrity. And she was a Hollywood actress and Grammy Award winning singer, right? So, I mean, the expectations of her to be personally showing up places, I would think being on the other side of that would be very frustrating. But, mm-hmm. If that kind of yin and yang worked for them, like, that's a beautiful thing, right? So that must have been the trick.
It's definitely amazing, yeah. And I think that was probably a good part of it was they still had their lives together, but then her social or her work life definitely was her work life. And I am betting he did show up at some of these events. I will say maybe incognito. A lot of people probably didn't know who he was. And he very well could have been at these events in the audience. And no one ever really knew, right?
Right. I was thinking that, too. Like, he... you know, being a supporter of her, you'd think that he'd want to go see her win some stuff and be up in front of people doing her thing. So I'm sure he was there, but they made it a point not to call him out and draw any attention his way or even mention that he was there. Maybe people didn't really know, you know, kind of what he looked like so much that he could be a little bit, you know, in the shadows, so I'm sure he was there. And that's kind of cool that he was there just like quietly cheering her on. You know, that's pretty neat. I think that's just really beautiful. We're talking about Dolly Parton. Her husband passed away, breaking news that we heard just this morning. So we're kind of reveling a little bit in Dolly herself and just how amazing their, you know, marriage must have been that he was in the, you know, stayed out of the spotlight. And they were married for, 60 something years, you know, since the 60s and made it work. So, we're just feeling the feels about that this morning here on the morning show and feeling like, you know, just really kind of looking at that marriage with a lot of inspiration and awe, right? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And again, I mean, Dolly being married for 60 years to Carl Dean. He passed away again at the age of 82. And so our thoughts are definitely with Dolly. We appreciate her and we definitely want to think about her and her family. And obviously, Carl's family as well. We want to think about them as well. So we appreciate that. I mean, we don't play a whole lot of Dolly's music. Unfortunately, that's not our normal playlist. But we obviously do talk about her a lot here, and she's a favorite of ours. We've talked about the 9 to 5 movie in the past as well, so
oh, yeah.
I would be remiss if we didn't talk about Dolly Parton this morning and her husband's passing. So definitely thinking about them, and on to more positive things. We are celebrating birthdays and we're talking about anniversaries as well. We'll be celebrating those at 7:40 this morning. If you know someone celebrating, text those into us, 608-355-9970, or text via the free Civic Media app. Also, if you have any advice for Emily and I on how to have a marriage last for 60 years, text us into us as well. We're kind of curious about that as well, right, Emily?
We are. And, you know, we're talking about our own personal marriages, but we can also be talking about work marriage relationships and how to make those work. That would be an interesting whole show full content. Because let's face it, the people you work with, you have a solid relationships with that you have to figure out communication and like all the things. So it'll be fun to hear people's, you know, inspiring thoughts of what has worked for them in their relationships to keep people together. And we all know it takes patience and communication. And if there's any tricks out there you want to share with us about keeping your marriage a happy one, that would be lovely to hear this morning on this Tuesday. So we'll be back to talk about birthdays and anniversaries.
We definitely will. So that'll be at 7:40 this morning. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, thinking better together.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Don't miss this party.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
So slashed and torn.
Why? Insanity, loss, and depression, we're breaking.
pressure.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Here is the Eurythmics Sweet Dreams on Max FM. .7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I am joined by Hannah from Public Health Shaw County. Hannah, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Dave?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for joining us today. You're here to talk about one of your new community coalitions. And we're going to talk about SUPER. What is SUPER?
SUPER, or Support People and Empower Recovery, is a community coalition that began in December of 2022. And though supported by Public Health Sauk County, the coalition is run by people in recovery for people in recovery. And SUPER works to make our community a better place for people in recovery from substance use. SUPER's vision is to create safe, inclusive, and supportive communities where everyone can recover and thrive. Our group builds connections between people in recovery by offering alcohol and drug-free community events. Our biggest event is our Day at Devil's Lake event in the summer. And we also partnered with Project WizHope, a nonprofit peer-run recovery community organization, to open up a free recovery community center in Baraboo.
What is the WizHope Community Center?
The WizHope Recovery Community Center offers a safe place for people in recovery and their loved ones to gather and connect with others. There are recovery meetings and social events at the center most days. In addition, the center is open for drop-in support Monday through Thursday from 9 to 3, Friday from 11 to 3, and Saturday 1 to 8. Come and visit at 717 South Broadway in Baraboo.
What kind of things does Super have coming up?
Super has an upcoming soup and chili cook-off event that will be hosted at the VFW in Reedsburg on Saturday, April 5th from 11 to 2. This is a free event and open to everyone in the community. We are inviting community members and community businesses to participate in the soup and chili cook-off for a chance to win prizes, including a 12-month pass to Wisconsin State Parks.
When does Super meet?
Super meets the first Monday of every month, both online and in person, at the WisHope Community Center in Baraboo. And all are welcome to be part of Super, people in recovery and those that support them, including professionals, family, and friends.
How can someone participate in Super's events or join Super?
If you would like to participate in Super's Soup and Chili Cook-Off, learn more about Super, or join Super, you can reach out to Public Health Sauk County. Please call Public Health Sauk County at 608-355.
Thank you, Hannah, so much for joining us today to talk about Super. We really appreciate you stopping in, so thank you.
Thank you, Dave, for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet. I hope you have a great rest of the day. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Brewers waited until spring training to make a move in free agency. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They added to their starting pitching staff yesterday, signing veteran left-hander Jose Quintana to a one-year contract. Quintana started 31 games for the Mets last season, going 10-10 with a 3.75 ERA. Brewers fell to the Reds 5-4 in Cactus League play yesterday. They'll take on the White Sox today. The Bucks filled their final open roster spot by promoting guard Ryan Rollins. The team converted his two-way contract to a guaranteed deal for the rest of the season. Bucks in Atlanta to take on the Hawks tonight. Milwaukee brings a two-game win streak into tonight's matchup. Horizon League Tournament tips off with opening round games tonight. The Green Bay Phoenix in Oakland, Michigan to take on the Golden Grizzlies. This week's top 25 college basketball polls are out. The Badgers at number 12 in both the AP and the coaches poll. Marquette comes in at number 20 in both polls. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy with rain likely this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, more rain. Could get an inch or more with a low of 34. Tomorrow, rain mixing with and changing to snow. Couple of inches possible with wind and blowing snow possible on Wednesday as well. Our high right around 41. You can get cheaper and faster internet from Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Part of that phone number got cut off this morning for Public Health Sauk County. That number is 608-355-3290. Again, for more information about Super or Public Health Sauk County, the phone number is 608-355-3290. Here's Pharrell Williams on Max FM. He's in more 99.7 Max FM. 7:41 on Tuesday, March 4th. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. We're going to take a look at celebrity birthdays today. As a reminder, if you know someone that's celebrating locally, text those into us 608-355-9970 or text them in via the free Civic Media app. Emily, who do you see on our list today? All right, we'll give her a second to look through the list this morning. There you are.
Here. Sorry about that. Hello?
Yep, you're here.
Oh, there we are. Okay, good. Technical difficulties this morning. Sometimes that happens. Must be a Tuesday time warp, everybody, right?
Right. All right. I think we were having a little bit of technical glitch, so I'll go ahead and get started this morning. So today is March 4th. We're going to look at our celebrity birthdays. Josh Bowman is 37. We know him as Daniel Grayson on Revenge and Jack the Ripper on Time After Time. Margot Harshman is 39. She is McGee's paralyzed wife, Delilah, on NCIS. You also remember as Sheldon's cute assistant, Alex, on The Big Bang Theory. Excuse me. And then we have Landon Donovan is 43, arguably the best soccer player in the U.S. And Emily, who else do you see on our list?
So I see Chaz Bono. Is that Cher and Sonny's son?
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay.
That is their
child. A little out of it. I've heard the name Chaz Bono, assuming that was who that was, but not really familiar with them as a person, so I didn't know for sure. And Chaz could be.
I believe that
her
is.
Name, then, you know, is.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Confirm that is a child of Sonny and Cher.
Okay.
So.
Very good. We also have Evan Dando is 58, lead singer of the Lemonheads. Jason Newsted is 62, ex-bassist for Metallica. I don't know if you're going to get any Metallica in the playlist, Dave, but that would not
be
a bad thing in my point of view. And then switching gears completely, Ray Boom Boom Mancini is 64, WBA lightweight champ in the 80s. So that's fun. Who else do you see on here?
All right, so... Patsy Kenney is 57, Lethal Weapon 2. She was playing Riggs' girlfriend in that movie, and I remember that one distinctly. Steven Weber is 64. We know him as Brian Hackett on Wings, and now he is Dr. Archer on Chicago Med. He was also the corrupt Mayor Hamilton on NCIS New Orleans. So that is where I remember him from, and yeah, he was definitely the corrupt mayor. This one is just, I'm shocked by this one. This one's going to get you, Emily. Patricia Heaton is 67. We know her as Ray's wife, Deborah, on Everybody Loves Raymond.
67? I don't know that that's okay at all.
That, you know, because that show's been off for a while.
Yeah, but she's always like 35, right?
Right.
She's just like the quintessential kind of American mom, 35, you know, sassy and like doing all the things and then having to put up with a silly husband like Ray, you know, and typical sitcom kind of dynamic. But yeah, she's 35.
I can't imagine any wife having to put up with a sassy husband whatsoever. I mean, I can't imagine what that woman went through.
No, you wouldn't be able to, but I know some people who would be able to tell you all about that.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Anyway, moving right along.
Moving along.
Catherine O'Hara, boy, hands down to her. She's 71 today. So she was the mom in Beetlejuice, but she was very much not the kind of quintessential mom figure that was in the 80s and 90s at all in terms of movies or sitcoms. She was a wild artist, flaming red hair, and just very, very much like she was like a New Yorker who was not interested in being a stepmom and kind of wild. And then also, of course, she was the mom in Home Alone movies, a little more quintessential stereotype in that movie, but
yes.
Still, she was a little bit sassy. And then, of course, she played Cookie in Best of Show. And then is Moira Rose on S Creek. I'm not sure. I know it's not
you
spelled
got
like
it.
A swear word, but I still want to be careful.
Yeah, we can't say that other word, even though we're trying, you know. That one's hard to enunciate. And I was thinking, oh, no, I see that one in there. I'm like, yeah, S Creek. We're going with S Creek this morning because Dave and Emily would like to be here on Wednesday morning.
Well, and it is the name of the TV show, and it's not the swear word, but this is radio. You hear what you hear.
Right.
You know? So it's S Creek. That's right. That's right. So happy birthday to Catherine O'Hara. She is just a funny, funny lady. She's 71 today. So, whoof. Again,
yes.
She's like 35 forever.
She always is. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Young at heart. That's the way we look at it. You know, and did you mention Paula Prentice, 87 from the Stepford Wives?
Oh, my goodness. I did not.
I saw that one on our list too this morning. I'm like, wow, I'm in shock whenever I see these. Oh, I missed one on here. I can't believe I missed this one. You're going to give me so much grief about this one, Emily. And I'm probably going to say the name wrong. I want to warn everyone about that. Mykettie Williamson is 68. most known as Bubba in Forrest Gump, he also had a recurring role on Chicago PD as Denny Wood's Sergeant Voight's ex-partner.
Oh, he was so good in Forrest Gump. Oh, my
God. He was.
I mean, shrimp boat captain, right? Like,
right.
Bubba.
And I forgot he was in Chicago PD as I'm looking at our celebrity list. I'm like, wait, he was also in Chicago PD. I knew him from Bubba and Forrest Gump. That was what I saw, you know? And so that was how I always knew him. And so, yeah, that one definitely, wow. Wow, I'm in shock right now. Learning something every morning on the morning show, you know. I looked through this list ahead of time, and then, yeah, I totally went right over that one twice. So guilty on that one.
I learn a lot on the morning show. I have so I always have been a person with just like random information that I wanted to share with people anyways. And now like I learn so much detail about celebrities' birthdays or things that are happening through the world or, you know, the calendar days. There's just so much fun education within, you know, being part of this job. So we're just really appreciative of it. And I, of course, am out there when I'm not on the radio sharing all that education with people because I just like to share the things I know with people, whether they're listening or not. I'm going to talk to them. anyway, the more you know, it's a cool job. You just get to learn cool stuff every day and then share it with people who, you know, I mean, they want to know. Everyone
they
wants
do.
To know the stuff that we know.
Exactly.
Pretty sure.
And we do have two local ones before we forget. I want to get to those. And then I'm going to play something special here this morning because of our celebrity birthday. So happy birthday to the one and only Jim Stowers. Happy birthday, buddy. I hope you're having a great day today. And Dan DeFoss, happy birthday to you, buddy. Hope you're having a great day. I know your birthday's being plastered all over social media already this morning. So happy birthday to both of you.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful Tuesday birthday, Jim and Dan. Way to go. I always, my aunt always said to me, thanks for being born so we could celebrate. So there you
right.
go. Thanks for being born, Jim and Dan, so people around you can celebrate and we can have a happy day thinking of you on your birthdays.
Exactly. So what we're going to do, Emily, is we're going to play Metallica this morning. We don't normally play this on the morning show. Found one of the songs in our playlist. So hopefully the bosses aren't listening, and if they are, sorry. It's a celebrity birthday, so sorry, not sorry.
It's Metallica on a Tuesday.
So you'll be back with me at 8:10, Emily. We're going to talk about something that sold for an amazing, crazy amount of money.
Whoop, whoop.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7. At DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at thevioletsage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died.
Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
RPQ Baraboo. W27.